well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Wow. It is a busy, busy news day. And we have some great guests coming up. By the way, Liz Peek, Jeremy Dice. We're going to be talking to our good buddy, Glenn, from Patriot Mobile, Glenn Story. And that's going to be a great conversation as well. So a lot happening here today. Before we get started, we are about to launch a big campaign starting in October. And we do this every October. We support our friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom, sort of a radio telethon for Alliance Defending Freedom. They are one of the top religious liberty law firms in the nation, and they don't charge, you know, they don't charge anything for the cases. They do all their work pro bono, which means they rely on our help, and we're huge supporters of the work they're doing. And I have been an Alliance Defending Freedom supporter for decades now. And so if you go to our website, toddstearns.com, and we'll be really kicking all of this off in October, but we already have the banner up, and now you have an opportunity to join us as we defend freedom. And you're going to be hearing about some very important court cases, and you have seen over the past 2 years of the Biden administration, almost 3 years now of the Biden administration, a severe assault on our freedom, and especially religious liberty. So if you go to our website, you will see at the very top a banner. It says, Defend Freedom, Help Preserve Truth, and God-Given Rights for Our Children. And there are opportunities for you to make a donation. Now, look, our goal here is pretty reasonable. We're looking to raise $25,000 for Alliance Defending Freedom, and we need your help. And the great thing is that all of your gifts are going to be matched dollar for dollar. So if you drop over to the page, and this is what we're asking. We're asking you to make a monthly gift of $19, $19 a month, and you're going to help Alliance Defending Freedom take on these cases, large and small, where our rights are under attack. Right now, they're actually representing a little middle school kid who got kicked out of school because he wore a T-shirt that said, there are only two genders. And Alliance Defending Freedom is representing this young man because clearly this is a violation of the First Amendment, and they are fighting that court battle. So far, and again, we're talking about major cases that Alliance Defending Freedom is representing. Now, get this. So far, in the past 12 years, they've won 15 Supreme Court cases. That is huge, astronomical. And they've had over 500 other important legal victories since their ministry's founding. And that's what they are. Alliance Defending Freedom is a ministry. So we would love for you to go over there, just sort of getting a jump start because we already have the page up. And wouldn't it be great? I mean, look, we could like blow past that number today on this radio program. So again, head over. You can either make a monthly gift or you can make a one-time gift. And if you can't do $19, you can only give $5. Man, that's $5 more than they had. So we greatly appreciate anything you can do to help us out and to help fight for freedom in America. So again, toddstearns.com and click on that Alliance Defending Freedom banner. All right, I want to start with what's happening down at the southern border. And I say all this in the context of three words, shut it down. Kevin McCarthy is out there complaining in front of the cameras about how the border has been overrun. Well, you know what? Shut it down. Shut down the government. You have the power of the purse strings. Shut down the government until we can shut down our border. It's very simple that what the Republicans can do here. We know the Democrats do not believe in American sovereignty. We know that. And they have demonstrated that over and over and over again. So the issue now is, are Republicans going to have the courage to stand up and shut down the government? And that's honestly what has to happen here. Because what happened yesterday on the border during this radio program was a travesty. Now, I want to set the record straight. And in the context of this interview, this conversation, it's important to go back to 2019. Now, Fox News had offered me a new contract. And you know how it is with these contracts. I have an agent, and the agent and Fox News attorneys were going back and forth. They offered me a certain amount of money, and we asked for a certain amount of money. And so you're in the back and forth of the contract negotiations. So while that was going on, there was also a big controversy at the border, and I found myself embroiled in this on-air controversy. Now, I had mentioned at the time in 2019, that it was my impression, my observation, that what was happening at the border was a full-blown invasion. And a few TV hosts picked up on what I said, Laura Ingram and Hannity, and there was somebody, I think it was Tucker. And so they picked up that language, and they were using that language as well. So the New York Times does this big story about how Fox hates Hispanic people, and Todd Starnes is xenophobic. And so anyway, they mention everybody, and they mention everybody in this story. And I realized right away I was the only radio guy that got mentioned. And I thought, because in this business, the radio guy is always the expendable guy. They're not going to get rid of Sean Hannity, but they went after me. So a number of activist groups got upset. And they said that I was a xenophobe, that I hated Hispanic people. That's not true. I love Taco Tuesday as much as anybody. And so I'm out there, and I realized right away, even though my immediate supervisors were telling me at Fox, don't worry, this is not a big thing, this is going to blow over. Oh, it was a big thing. And so anyway, they called my agent, and it turned out that one of the big Hispanic groups had received a scholarship donation from Lachlan Murdoch. And they returned the check to Lachlan, and they said it was because of what I had said on the radio. And Lachlan didn't know me from Adam. And so anyway, they canceled my contract. I mean, that's how it all happened. And it's whether you agree or disagree, that's the story. And I know there was another story about Pastor Jeffers and something he said on the radio show. That wasn't it. That had nothing to do with it. Don't tell Pastor Jeffers I said that, because he always feels bad and he buys me lunch every time I'm in Dallas. So just between you and me. So anyway, so all that to say, years later, that was in 2019, 2023, I still stand by every single thing I said at Fox News. And the great irony is now so do many of my former colleagues. They maybe didn't want to see it. They didn't want to go down that path, but now they are spewing the same talking points that I was spewing back in 2019. And I'm telling you, even though it cost me my job, I still believe what I said, and I stand by it. And I point to what happened yesterday. So here we are having a great conversation on the radio. Someone sends me this video, and I had to make sure it was authenticated. I could not grasp what I was watching. And by the way, the video is now on our website, toddstarnes.com. There's an island, not a very large island, but there's an island in the middle of the Rio Grande River. That island is American soil, Texas soil. And on that little island, there were a bunch of Venezuelans. And the island had been commandeered by foreign invaders. And the invaders had actually planted a Venezuelan flag on American soil. Now, ladies and gentlemen, maybe I'm just being overly sensitive about this, but that to me is an act of war. When you are invading another country, you're coming into that country without that country's permission, and you are planting your flag in the ground, that tells me that you have conquered that territory and you are reclaiming it for your home country. That's what I saw yesterday. What did you see yesterday? So fortunately, there was a tactical Marine unit, and they're patrolling the waters, those guys and gals with the Texas Department of Public Safety, and they see what's going on. They rush to the scene, they repel the invaders, and they took down the flag. But again, there was a time in American history when what those Venezuelans did would have been considered an act of war. And my question to you is, why are we not at war right now with Mexico and Venezuela? The Mexicans turned a blind eye to all of this. So they're allowing these people to invade our nation. I would hold them as much responsible for what happened yesterday as the Venezuelans. But it seems to me that once the Venezuelans were captured, they should have been taken into custody as enemy combatants and treated like prisoners of war. Am I the only person here in America who doesn't understand what's going on? We're at war. We may not be aware that we're at war, but trust me, Venezuela, Mexico, and a lot of other countries south of the border, not to mention China and the Middle East, are at war with the United States of America, and we are turning a blind eye to the literal invasion of our country. Now, here's what needs to happen. And again, I, ladies and gentlemen, you know me by now. I do not speak from the wazoo. I do not. What I say, I back up with facts. And yesterday, I got into a little bit of a hot water because I suggested that President Biden, and I didn't suggest it, I said it. Somebody sent me a note. I heard what you said. You suggested that President Biden ought to be shackled and marched out of the White House. And I said, I didn't suggest anything. I said that's exactly what ought to happen. Somebody ought to go up to the White House. First of all, President Biden needs to be removed from office. And second of all, he needs to be thrown in jail. And I want to explain why. The president has a constitutional responsibility to protect this great nation. On Inauguration Day, and I know that a lot of people don't buy into oaths anymore. When I was growing up, you took an oath, you swore an oath, then that was your bond with another human being. You didn't go back on your word. So when Joe Biden put his old wrinkled hand on that Bible and he swore to protect our nation from enemies, both foreign and domestic, he made an oath to the country. And he has violated that oath on several levels. But allowing the Chinese to breach our borders and our airspace and take photographs of our sensitive military equipment, that in and of itself is worthy of him being removed from office. And by the way, I know this is a word that really triggers Kevin McCarthy, but why are we not impeaching the man for that? Putting all of us in grave danger. But then to turn a blind eye and not defend these border states, it's beyond appalling. It's unforgivable what this president has not done. But the president has broken his oath. Therefore, he should be removed from office. It really is that simple. Now, I want to share with you from Article 4 of the Constitution, the Guarantee Clause. That's what they call it, the Guarantee Clause. And here's the guarantee. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Is Biden doing that? Is he doing what is necessary? No, he is not. As a matter of fact, he is aiding and abetting, and that's why he needs to be arrested. We actually have video, and we have audio from Border Patrol agents testifying that they have seen the government cutting the razor wire and allowing the illegals to gain access to America. And that's why Joe Biden needs to be arrested and charged with crimes. Is it going to happen? No, it's not going to happen, but it ought to happen. It's shameful what's going on down there. And by the way, it is the same story across the length of our southern border from San Diego all the way to Brownsville, Texas, where our fellow citizens, could you imagine every single day? Just think about this. We have a lot of listeners on KWAM. That's our flagship radio station in Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful suburb of South Haven, Mississippi. They call it the top of Mississippi. You know why? It's at the very top of Mississippi. That's why they call it the top of Mississippi. Beautiful area. Imagine if you're living in South Haven and you have a beautiful neighborhood and all of a sudden you wake up one day and there are 30,000 illegal aliens sleeping on your front lawn. And there's not one damn thing the government's doing about it. You'd be helpless. You try to do something about it. You try to move the illegals off your property. Guess what? You get thrown in jail. That's what's happening along the borders with these ranchers in Texas. That's what's going on. And a lot of these towns and cities are at a breaking point. So look, here's the deal. President Biden has failed to honor his oath. He's got to go. And by the way, if the federal government fails to repel the invaders, then the governors have to rise up and the governors have to stand in the gap. They've got to do what they've got to do. But Todd, what if we go to jail? Then go to jail. You gotta protect your states. Because again, when you look at what's happening out here, folks, not only have we been invaded, now we have been occupied. New York City, by the way, spending over $1 billion, ladies and gentlemen, to house illegals. $1 billion. We've got homeless veterans that are sleeping in the gutters in New York City. They don't have a place to sleep, but by golly, we're spending $1 billion to take care of the illegals. I have a lot more to say about this, but hear me. If we do not invoke the guarantee clause right now, there will be a foreign flag flying over the U.S. Capitol very soon. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go right to the phones, 844-747-8868. Greg in Georgia, WDUN, what's on your mind?
Well, I just have a question for you. Is it against federal law or state law, can you deputize a civilian? Like, say, if Greg Abbott gets a coalition of 250,000 civilians down there with their guns and ammo standing on that border, you think that would stop them crossing? Or is that against the law?
Yeah, look, there is some legislation out there, and I'll have to check to see where it's at. But there was actually a law that was proposed called the Border Protection Unit, and it would allow the governor's administration to deputize. Now, don't hold me to this, Greg, but it would allow the administration to deputize any law-abiding citizen, and therefore those people could arrest, could detain or stop people from crossing the border.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you do that. I don't know if there's a coalition going on, but I would definitely be willing to join because I'm a law-abiding gun owner.
Greg,
I will definitely go help them farmers defend their land.
You see, Greg, I am so happy to hear you say that. I know there are a lot of Georgians that would do the same thing. Of course, I'm in the volunteer state. That's what we do. We've been, you know, since we've been a republic, Tennessee, we're the first ones to show up for the fight. But we would love to have the Georgians with us. And, Greg, again, this is a matter of saving our nation. And we're going to get into more of this, folks. Greg, appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. Got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes.
Hey Todd, I just wanted to give you a heads up. In Texas, it's legal for a citizen to make an arrest if he witnesses the crime being committed. So that should answer your caller's question.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that, David from Washington State, sending us a message on our shout out function. Now, you can do that, by the way, over at toddstearns.com. You can download our app and you can send us a shout out as well. Appreciate the call. By the way, did a little bit of research. Grace Baker is sending me this intel here that Texas lawmakers have yet to act on that legislation. So should that actually be passed, then yeah, you would be able to deputize people and shut down that border. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Austin in Jackson, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. Hi, Austin. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. How you doing, sir?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Two things real quick. Hey, on the Hunter Biden deal, where he's suing for the laptop. Now, when he took that laptop to the computer store, he signed on
Okay, well, we're not talking about that right now, Austin, but we are talking about the border. Did you want to weigh in on the border?
Yeah, I was just going to weigh in on the border also, but I was going to say he can't do nothing because the laptop, he give it up. But anyway, on the border, yeah, hey, man, we're all waiting on Abbott. Just call us, brother. And I want everybody in this country to arm up. Follow Trump's advice. Women, men, learn, go to ranges, arm up, and get ready to watch for coming because they're bringing these men here and they're important. Where did all that ammunition go? That come up missing in the government a few years ago. Where did all those guns go? And George Soros and Louis Farrakhan and all those are in cahoots with Joe Biden, and all us folks are in a lot of trouble out here, possibly.
Well, are all the women folk, Austin? I mean, they're supposed to be fleeing persecution. Where are the women and kids? They left them behind.
I brought that up on Frankie Lax's show. Of course, you're going to be on Frankie's show pretty soon, but out of Jackson.
I'm sorry, who is Frankie? Okay, yeah, all right. Austin, appreciate the call. Thank you. Folks. All right, when you're calling in, you stick with the topic at hand, okay? We have something called Open Line Friday, and I don't want to be a stickler about this, but we want to keep the conversation going here, all right? And if you want to promote another radio station, there's a way to do that. So, all right, 844-747-8868 is our number. I want to play some audio. This is from Newsmax. This is Christopher Alarivez. And he is a member of the Texas Highway Patrol, cut number 3.
Well, it's gotten much worse. I'm in Eagle Pass, Texas right now. And, of course, this is where we saw probably one of the largest influxes of illegal immigration between ports of entry since 2 years ago in Del Rio with the influx of the Haitians. We know that as of last week, you know, and I can tell you right here in Texas alone, we have seen over 40,000 encounters across the Texas border in the last week. So that should kind of give you, put something in context for you to show you really how bad the situation is and how much worse it has gotten. Now, we're only talking about illegal immigrants that are turning themselves in voluntarily to U.S. Border Patrol. We're not even talking about the ones that are being released at ports of entry through the CBP One app, or the ones that are trying to get away, trying to evade capture. Because one thing to keep in mind, and also for the viewers, is that when you have an influx of illegal immigration, especially the amount of groups that we're seeing, hundreds, thousands that are coming across, now you're going to have situations where you're going to see an increase in criminal activity, human smuggling, drug smuggling, individuals that want to cause harm to our country, criminals, suspected terrorists, criminal cartel members that are coming across our borders because they know that federal agents, U.S. Border Patrol agents, are going to be distracted because of the saturation that we're seeing along the southwest border with the influx of illegal immigration.
There you go. And so he's telling it like it is. By the way, he goes on to say that the Biden administration is now ordering Border Patrol to actually cut the wires so immigrants can cross. Cut number four.
I know the Rio Grande River is right over your right shoulder. We heard reports last week that the Biden administration was telling members of the Border Patrol to cut holes in that razor wire right there to make it easier for people to cross. Is that accurate?
Yes, Rob. So, of course, here where I'm at right now, this is Shelby Park. This is one of the probably the epicenter where we actually took control of the park after Title 42. Because we had authorization through the city of Eagle Pass. Now, when there was the authorization was rescinded by the city council of Eagle Pass, we no longer had the authority to make arrests in this area. So obviously, you're going to see an increase in illegal immigration because those that are crossing the borders know that there's not going to be any consequences, especially at the state level. So we had National Guard, our Texas National Guard, place concertina wire, razor wire that you see behind me, shipping containers to try to repel some of these illegal immigrants. Now, of course, the U.S. Border Patrol, they're doing a tremendous job. The field agents are doing tremendous work under these current circumstances. They're giving orders by the administration to allow these illegal immigrants in, especially those soldiers that are being deployed on federal orders that are helping Border Patrol. We see them cutting the wire. We see them placing ladders so they can allow illegal immigrants into our state because those are the orders they're getting by the administration. So completely undermines what we're trying to do to deter illegal border crossings. But those are some of the challenges we're having to face here in this particular area.
So, again, aiding and abetting here, folks, that's what we're talking about. The administration is aiding and abetting the illegals crossing into the country. I want to go to Mike in Maine, WLOB, our great affiliate there. Mike, I hear you guys are even having issues.
Absolutely, Todd. It's a pleasure talking with you. I just dropped something off here at my daughter's school. Overheard the administrator speaking with a staff member talking about how, you know, one of the parents that was calling in had, you know, English as a second language and how the communication barrier was going to be, you know, prevalent there in that conversation. I just talked to her quickly after that. And she told me just close to us here in Portland, one of the schools is up to 17 native languages. Where we had moved from previously in Toronto, Canada, the elementary school had 62 native languages. And I just wanted to chime in and on this whole border thing. We're letting everybody into the country, placing them in all kinds of different places that don't have enough resources to deal with. I mean, look, language, right? It's going to be affecting the kids' education. The teachers are not able to communicate with the kids. They're not able to communicate with the parents, and there's not enough resources. And that was just something I wanted to chime in on because we're always talking about the crime and we're talking about bad people and all this kind of stuff, but it goes even further. It gets even deeper into the education systems and there's just not enough resources to deal with it.
Mike, that is a brilliant observation. And I remember about a year or so ago in Chattanooga where Biden was literally flying in the dark of night, plane loads of illegals into Chattanooga. And now a lot of the schools in that part of Tennessee are having to allocate resources to teach these kids how to speak English. And so these are resources that are being pulled away from the children of actual taxpaying, law-abiding citizens. And now they've got to take care of the illegal kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm all for diversity, Todd. And that's what this country and North America is founded on, but we have to do it the right way, and it's getting a little nuts.
There you go. All right, Mike, appreciate that call and hang in there. But again, Mike's point is this is happening everywhere. This is impacting every state in the nation. And keep in mind, the Biden administration will not tell Congress where they are dumping these illegals. They're not going to do it. Yes, I saw it. Somebody sent me a note here. But Todd, they're just innocent children and their families. And what about the razor wire and the children being caught up in the razor wire? Yeah, it's terrible. It's awful. It's a tragedy and it's a travesty. But let me say something here. The federal government did not put those children in the razor wire. They, mommy and daddy did that. What kind of a parent sends their kid 8,000 miles away on a journey without mommy or daddy? Who does that? So, you know, spare me the tears here. We're in the middle of a full-on invasion of this country. And folks, hear me on this. If we do not get this under control, there will be flags of other nations flying in border cities. They're coming in to take back what they think is theirs. That's what this is really all about. Here's the mayor of El Paso, Texas, who happens to be a Democrat, by the way. His name is Oscar Leeser, cut number 5.
And the team here in El Paso has done an incredible job. The city, the county, we all work together to make sure that we provide a bed and a warm meal for everyone. But we are at a breaking point. We're running out of hotels. We're running out of space. And when I talked to Chief Owens from the Border Patrol, he told us to prepare for about 2,000 crossings a day. So that's something we're preparing for. You talked at the middle of the show. We actually went out and bought a school that had been closed for about 3-4 years, and we're going to prepare that for an emergency shelter. That school's on 19 acres, and we're going to sit there, and half of it will be completely apart, will be an emergency sheltering service, and the other half will be an animal services where they'll be, and we'll have an animal park out there, and they'll be able to come walk a dog, sit there and play with a dog, so it helps them with mental health.
All right, so this is nuts. It's by the way, $1 billion they're spending just for the hotels in New York City. That doesn't include food, doesn't include clothing, doesn't include health care, educating the kids. This is all just to house them in hotels. $1 billion. In Chicago, they've just announced plans to build a $30 million tent city that's going to house up to 1,400 illegals. Now, I want you to think about something. We've all seen, if you've been down, let's just say, to Nuevo Laredo, Texas, and you cross that border, it's like you're in some sort of a third world slum. That's what Chicago's about to look like. They're literally creating these third world tent cities. You're going to have these beautiful suburbs, and right behind the burbs, you're going to have slums. That's where they're putting, look, this is already happening with the colony development in Texas. We have already seen the drone footage. This is beginning to happen. This is the next step. Folks, this is all about destabilizing America. That's what this is about. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. How is the illegal alien crisis impacting your town, your community? Folks, for 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, a decade. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only ones. My good buddy Glenn Story and their team, they have been incredible supporters of this program, and that's why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, and they give you ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. So when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're actually sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, and the sanctity of life. You're supporting the Second Amendment and our military and our veterans and first responders. 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. You get to keep your number. You get to keep your phone. By the way, they also sell phones, too. They're going to help you find the best plan for your needs. So give them a call, Patriot Mobile, or rather go to their website, patriotmobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. And get this, I'm going to help you save $30 right now. You're going to get free activation today with the offer code of Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, 972-PATRIOT. That offer code, Todd, it's going to save you $30 today. So join me and make the switch. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, coming up, Jeremy Dice, First Liberty Institute. We've got an update on the story that we first brought to you out of Auburn University. So the head football coach there, Hugh Freeze, under fire from this atheist group, and First Liberty Institute now representing the coach. So we'll have a good conversation. Also, Liz Peek is going to be here. She is a columnist for Fox News. Guys, do I have a guest this segment? Thank you, Dylan. I was experiencing a brain fog today. And also, a brand new comedian. And this guy, stand-up comic, and he does clean comedy. I think that's pretty cool. So I saw his stuff, funny stuff. So we're bringing Adam Davis, based out of Nashville, coming on the show a little bit later on today. All right, let's go back to the phone. Salem, Oregon, Michael on the line. Michael, what's going on?
Oh, I was just kind of concerned that nobody seems to be using Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8 of the Constitution to stop the president from breaking his oath of office. It doesn't seem to me as if anybody has used this to stop him, and I don't understand it. Maybe you could help me understand.
Michael, it's very simple, because oaths mean nothing. I mean, when you put your hand on the Bible, that used to mean something in this country, but now it doesn't matter. And I'm with you. It angers me because actual laws are being broken here and nobody wants to do anything about it.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but there is some legal standing and there are legal precedents, and this can be used as a legal tool to stop them. And whether or not you believe that there is no way to stop them from breaking the law, which they have, and that's one thing that you can use, but we can use the actual clauses in the Constitution to stop them. And you tell me that it can't be done, and I don't believe
Michael,
that,
I never said that. Did those words just come out of my mouth? Are people intentionally aggravating me today? Michael, those words did not come out of my mouth.
I apologize. I no intention of aggravating you. I'm just frustrated with the whole thing. I apologize for.
No. I get it. And you're right to be frustrated. I'm saying that it's not impossible, but nobody wants to do anything. I would direct you to the Speaker of the House right now, Kevin McCarthy. He's got power, and he refuses to use the power.
And I've sent several times, I've emailed Josh and the speaker and haven't gotten any response, which is typical of the bureaucracy. But, yeah, I agree with you. If nobody does anything, then nothing will be done. And we're obligated to stand up and do something. So. And I appreciate the fact that you are standing up and doing things to inform us, and I wish the mainstream media would do the same, because they're going to be affected by it, and they already are, but they're not doing anything themselves.
No, they're not. As a matter of fact, Fox News is doing its best to try to make sure Donald Trump is not the nominee in 2024, which is why they're doing the big debate with Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom. Those are the two candidates Fox News wants, by the way. So you're right. They're more concerned about lots of other things when, in fact, right now, as Ann Coulter, God love her, and she's caught so much flack over this, but Ann Coulter is spot on accurate. The issue right now in this nation is that border. Michael, appreciate the call. Dylan, you're going to have to implement the 30-second delay on the host. I'm a little frustrated. I am aggravated today.
Yeah, I can see that. These people are.
Yeah. In all of 5 years, this is the first day I've been aggravated on air.
Oh, yeah, I can. Yeah, definitely. 100%. I can vouch for that.
Usually I can hide it. Today it's just all out there. You know what it is? It's the stupid ankle. It's hurt. Yeah. I thought yesterday, I told you guys, feeling better. And it's not better.
Well, I'm sure you are feeling better at some point, and then the medicine wears off.
Well, no, I flushed the medicine.
Ah.
It was doing things. I was afraid. Yeah, I was afraid of sleepwalking down the road in the pajamas.
That is scary.
So maybe that's why I'm in a... My folks, do not toy with me today, liberals. Do not toy with me. Okay, hey, hour two coming up. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. It's a mess in this studio. Dylan, what have you done here? We have equipment all over the place. Hello. By the way, I just have something to say here. We're going to be making some big announcements about the future and about Newsmax. We have a team here from Newsmax, and they're building out the studio and everything for the next day or so. And we got a lot going on here, folks. So bear with us as we have folks coming in and out. And we're going to have some very exciting news coming up very soon to share with you. And by very soon, I mean October 1st. So there you go. Mark that down on your calendar. All right. Write this number down. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Liz Peek is a great columnist for Fox News Channel and The Hill. You see her work all the time, and she has her finger on the pulse of American politics. Liz, hope you're doing good today.
I hope you are, too. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. There's a lot happening, Liz, and I want to start off with these polling numbers that really caused a lot of angst over the weekend, where it shows President Trump in a head-to-head matchup with Joe Biden and Trump leading by 10 points. First of all, are you believing these polling numbers that are out there?
Well, that isn't the only poll that shows Trump pulling ahead, and I think someone just texted me, actually, that if you look at Real Clear Politics for the first time ever in history, history-making moment, Trump has pulled ahead of Biden in the Real Clear average of polls. So, whether it's that much of a lead that you can see in the Washington Post poll or not, I don't know. And by the way, the sample was a little strange. It was 25% Republican, 25% Democrat, and the balance independents. And that's not your normal sample, I would say. But nonetheless, I don't think there's any question that Biden is failing. And Trump has withstood this flurry of indictments and attacks and lawsuits and everything else, and has come out stronger on the other side. The most remarkable thing about the WaPo poll, I thought, two things, well, maybe three. One, that if there is a government shutdown, voters are going to blame Biden and the Democrats, which I think is hilarious because, of course, the entire media world is convinced it's the other way around. And secondly, more people are saying they're worse off under this president than when he took over for the first time ever. And the third is that Trump's approval rating right now is as high as it's ever been since he took office. I mean, you know, so he has come back from the depths and, you know, kind of restored his standing, which is amazing.
What I find, I want to go back to that, though, it's not just the Democrats who believe that. I think Kevin McCarthy thinks they're going to get blamed, that the Republicans are going to get blamed. And I think there are others in the Republican Party, which, and they are just terrified over all of this.
Well, the Senate certainly feels that way. I do think it's kind of ridiculous that everyone is focused on the process. And some House person said this yesterday. No one's looking at the numbers. I mean, guess what? There's a reason why it's time to go to war over, for example, this year, a $2 trillion deficit, which is about twice what they said it was going to be, much worse, twice what it was last year. This is the wrong arc. We are on the wrong trajectory of spending. We're not at war. We don't have a crisis taking place. We're not dug deep into a recession and we're trying to dig our way out. That's when you need deficit spending, or at least classically, that's when we've resorted to that. It's a little bit, Todd, like taking down the Strategic Petroleum Reserve absent an oil crisis, which the president did last year because the crisis was the midterm elections and the price of gasoline. I mean, these are really reckless things they're doing, which put emergency measures out of reach for the next emergency. And I think Americans really need to take stock of that and kind of temper their anger at Republicans who are basically arguing about spending. That's what they're unhappy with.
Liz, looking at President Biden, you've got a new piece out. You say he is sinking like a stone. There have been some reporting about a meeting between Hillary and Biden where she pretty much just let loose. A lot of people are very concerned in the Democrat circles. What are you hearing here?
Well, clearly there is a push to get him to resign, retire, whatever. I have no idea if that will be successful. You look at something, some of the biggest left-wing political commentators that Joe Biden is friendly with, and they're saying, please, it's time to retire. That's pretty stark. On the other hand, the president likes what he's doing. He seems to think he's okay. You know, I mean, the Democrats have kind of created a real conundrum here because they keep telling him he's okay. Now he thinks he is okay. And, you know, he thinks he's ready to go on for another 4 years. Obviously, if he doesn't step aside in the next, I would say, 2 to 3 months, Democrats have a real problem because the longer he waits, the worse it's going to be in terms of putting together some sort of hasty primary, having voters feel like there was due diligence and reasonable kind of assessment of the candidates. And by the way, that probably means it probably is good for Kamala Harris. And nobody really wants Kamala Harris to be president. But guess what? If Democrats don't move soon enough, she will be the likely baton receiver. And if someone like Gavin Newsom steps up and trying to get rid of her, I think that's a bloodbath in terms of infighting amongst Democrats. This, of course, all gives rise to the concept of Michelle Obama coming in at the last minute, maybe even during the convention and becoming the candidate, which is not implausible.
It's going to be in Chicago. It's going to be in Chicago.
Right. And look, she comes, what does she come with? She comes with, you know, being the most popular woman in America, for Pete's sake, and a full-blown fundraising apparatus, courtesy of her husband, all kinds of PACs in place, and also, you know, a full retinue of people willing to step into important roles. A lot of the same people who are running the government now would be happy to stay on. So it's kind of a slam dunk for Republicans. I mean, sorry, for Democrats, if that happens. I think it would be very hard for the Republican Party to counter that.
I do as well. That has been my greatest concern. And Liz, I hear what you're saying about Gavin Newsom. I just think, again, as progressive as the party has gotten, would they really embrace a white, rich, heterosexual guy to be the standard bearer for the Democrat Party? I don't. Do you think they would?
If he maybe picks a woman of color to be, which he said, I think he has literally said he would do that. Oh, maybe that was filling the Senate seat, but I'm sure he'll commit to that in order to find a VP. In the primaries, he'll probably commit to that just to kind of have it out there. I don't think Democrats are totally hypocritical. Look who's in the White House. I mean, excuse me, but we have an old white male, you know, who's the president of the United States. So I don't think it's at all far-fetched. And look, let's face it, Nancy Pelosi is a blood relative, and that's very helpful. And also, he's incredibly telegenic. I mean, I'm worried, you know, Ron DeSantis is supposed to debate Newsom at the end of November, I believe it is, November 30th. And Ron DeSantis has a great record in Florida. He has every fact and detail and policy move on his side. California is a train wreck. I mean, electricity prices are twice the national average. Homelessness is the worst ever, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? Gavin Newsom's going to appeal to all those, excuse me for saying this, but particularly women voters who are snowed by a good-looking face, a glib manner, etc. He's a very good candidate simply because of his presentation, not at all because of his record.
I'm afraid you may be right there on that. So yeah. Again, it's just a lot of it's really unsettled. You know, I it's fascinating for those of us who thrive in politics.
Yeah.
But I think this is far from over.
No, I agree, and I don't know that we've ever had less visibility going into an election. You know, I don't know. We'll see. I do hope that the country, when they go to vote, votes on issues like the Democrats' push for very expensive carbon-neutral policies, which are damaging our country, damaging consumers. I hope they vote on things like, right now, the federal government has taken on wanting to break up Google and Amazon. Okay, I don't like the politics of those companies, but they are amongst our biggest, most successful companies. This is the Democrat playbook. Go after profits, go after success, and I really deplore that as much as I say I don't like those companies' politics. I think this administration is doing so much damage, and that we don't even know the extent of it at this point.
LizPeek.com, ladies and gentlemen. You got to bookmark that website. All sorts of great columns and content there. Right-headed commentary on politics and economics. Liz, always appreciate having you on the program.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Have
all
a good day.
Right. You too. There you go. Liz Peek, everybody. So, wow. It's fascinating. And it's far from over. The question is, what's going to happen on the Republican side? We know Trump's going to be the nominee. Who's going to be the VP? And I'm concerned about DeSantis and his long-term standing in the party. And I want to explain why. There's a story that came out. Mediaite covered this yesterday. So, new book. And in the book, Tucker Carlson, there was a scene described in the book that Tucker Carlson and his wife had dinner with Ron DeSantis and his wife at their home in Florida. And in the course of this gathering, that Mrs. Carlson was so turned off by DeSantis. And again, we've heard this story over and over again, that DeSantis is just not a people person. And it was a very unpleasant encounter. And the allegation is that DeSantis kicked Tucker Carlson's dog. And Carlson, of course, he said, this did not happen. This is fake news. Well, now the author of the book, Michael Wolff, who is a known liar, a serial liar, Michael Wolff is coming out and he is saying, well, Tucker Carlson was the actual source of that information. So we haven't heard from Tucker yet on the latest allegation. But this is a couple of things here. This is not the first time that Tucker's been in the news with people out there saying that Tucker Carlson is the one spreading a lot of gossip and rumors. But regardless, if it is in fact true, and I believe there's got to be some component of that which is true, it's that Ron DeSantis has a hard time connecting with people. And if he has a hard time now, I'm not sure that that gets better. So you're looking at new polling data coming out of New Hampshire. There was one poll a week ago that had DeSantis in fifth place. Now we've got Nikki Haley moving up into the number two spot in New Hampshire. So you could go Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Ron DeSantis may not even come in second place in any of those states. At that point, he's of absolutely no help to Donald Trump. But I'm telling you, folks, if it's Michelle Obama, all bets are off. All bets are off. All right, we've got to take a break. Going to the phones, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Start spreading the news. Start leaving today. Illegals don't have room for you here in New York. No place for your shoes. Nowhere else left to stay. To remain here spells doom for you. I mean New York. That Mayor Adams has had to eat a lot of crow. The fact he welcomed you here wants no one to know. These illegal blues means that you can't stay, or you'll tear out the heart of it. New York, New York. The liberals lured you there to you. It wasn't fair. Still, you must leave New York, New York, New York.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was the docile tunes of Jim Gossett on the Lido deck of the Todd Stearns radio program. Wow. I don't know how he does that. How does he fit the entire orchestra into the news bunker? I just do not understand. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio show. Let's go to the phones. Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, I wanted to bring some stuff up to your attention. You know, I mentioned to you, my girlfriend came to this country the right way. She's got family in Buga, Cali, and Manizales. She says that some of the Venezuelans have taken over their parts of their cities in her country, and they go as far as killing some Colombians if they find their Colombians over there. So they've taken over some of those cities over there too. And I didn't know this until she mentioned this to me today. And you can go online and you can see the takeover of certain cities by Venezuela. And, you know, they're doing the same thing. They're going to do this with this country as well. You know, they, to my knowledge, too, they're not allowed to have guns over there. I've talked to some high-ranking people over there that says they don't think they can even have guns in their home. So, you know, if they can take the guns away from people here, which they're not going to be able to do because we're fully armed, but over there in Colombia, their hands are tied. And so you have them taking over parts of their cities over there. And now they're trying to do it with this city here. The only with our state, the only difference is that we're armed and we're ready to fight. But in states like that, they're not. So it's, I just found that out from her just now. I was shocked.
Mark, all I can say is that what the Democrats have done, and I'll throw the Republicans, what our elected leaders have done has put every single life in America in danger. And it concerns me that we are sending people like this German homeschooling family we talked about yesterday on the program. They're not welcome in America. They came here legally, but we're going to send them back to Germany, but we're going to embrace the illegal alien criminal thugs. And we've got a lot of criminal thugs coming across that border. You've got 20 seconds. Finish your thought.
Yeah, you just got drugs coming in here and everything. This is what this administration wants. They want drugs to come in. They want all this stuff to come in. We're in trouble. We're very, very much in trouble. And this is why we're arming up. This is why everybody's arming up now.
Got to do it. All right, Mark, appreciate that call. God bless. And folks, again, our telephone number, 844-747-8868. Open line Friday. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. During the week, we keep it on the issue at hand. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Thank you for joining us. And again, we're... Bear with us if you see a lot of construction. If you're watching the program, we are building out some new TV studios, and we're pretty excited about some news that we're going to be sharing with you a little bit, hopefully later on this week. Want to play some audio? This guy is my new hero. His name is John Caldera. He is a businessman in Denver, and he's sick and tired. He's got a couple of businesses, and he's sick and tired of the homeless who are literally pooping in front of his business. So in an act of civil disobedience, Mr. Caldera picked up the human feces, and he literally dumped the human poop on the steps of the Denver City and County building. Take a listen.
Here is, oh my God, human feces that I've cleaned up.
John Caldera isn't the first person to poo-poo the work of city leaders, but he may well be the first to leave poo on the steps of City Hall.
This is a present from the homeless to the people who have kept this homeless problem going.
President of the Independence Institute, a think tank in downtown Denver, Caldera says he's tired of the homeless using his private property as their public restroom. He says at least twice a week, security cameras catch a homeless person defecating outside his business or worse.
We have to clean up vomit and urine and syringes and used condom and feces.
Caldera says he's tried appealing to police and Mayor Mike Johnston to no avail. The answer, he says, isn't tiny homes, it's jail cells.
This is not an affordable housing crisis. This is a drug crisis. This is a mental health crisis. And this is a crisis of law, that these people who need help will never get help if they are not brought to jail where they are forced to get some help.
Meantime, he says he'll continue to dump on City Hall and urged other Denverites to do the same.
Next time you clean it up, drop it off here. Drop it off at City Hall as an act of civil disobedience to ask them, to demand of them to address the problem.
Well, good for you. Mr. Caldera is an American patriot, and he's a hero. Good for you, sir. And I think he's right. Every single law-abiding business owner and taxpayer in Denver ought to do the same thing. If you've got homeless people and they're pooping and peeing and shooting up drugs, take all the needles, take all the poop, everything, and dump it at City Hall. And by the way, that's not just at Denver. It doesn't matter where you are. You ought to, if you're in San Francisco, that's exactly what you ought to do. So good for you, sir. By the way, this is the way. Again, you can complain about it or you can do something about it, folks. I mean, it really is that simple. 844-747-8868. I love this idea, though, of just scooping the poop and delivering it to City Hall. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. President Trump leading in the polls, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard our conversation with Liz Peek. But only one network covering the president's events live, like the one yesterday in South Carolina, and that is Newsmax. That's right. Millions of people have made the switch to Newsmax because it's real news for real people. I watch Newsmax all the time. President Trump says he loves Newsmax. And every night, 7 o'clock Eastern, Rob Schmidt comes on. He's exposing the Biden impeachment truth. Newsmax, by the way, on all major cable systems. And if your cable operator does not carry Newsmax, just give them a call and say, I want Newsmax. And by the way, don't forget to download the Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android. Or Android. It's absolutely free, and you can start watching at any time. So get the Newsmax app now. You can get Newsmax at home, and you can make the switch, folks. You will not look back. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a story we've been covering and a story we actually broke. You know, it's, I know that Fox, you know, you would think they would give people credit, but they don't do that anymore. And, but they ought to. But anyway, the story about what's happening down in Auburn University, which started out as a feature story on the ToddStearns.com website, where you have all of these university students and they're gathering for worship. They're gathering to celebrate their faith, and a number of young people ended up making decisions to follow Christ. And after that incredible worship experience, I think 5,000 or 6,000 people turned out. Many of them went down to a campus lake, and they asked to be baptized. One of the individuals that baptized students, Coach Hugh Freeze, the head football coach there at Auburn, also we understand the head basketball coach Bruce Pearl took part in it. And now you've got an atheist group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, that has basically declared war on Auburn University. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jeremy Dice is an attorney with First Liberty Institute, and they are now representing the coach. Jeremy, good to have you with us today.
Always good to be with you, Todd.
All right, Jeremy. Well, give us the latest here. We understand the atheists are coming after the coach. What's the very latest?
Well, here we are again with people that are upset with people of faith doing people of faith things. I mean, goodness sakes, this is America, right? That has a promise of religious liberty. And yet this group would have the university or Auburn University censor religious people, suppress their religious speech, and punish them for engaging in religious activity in the name, by the way, that they think is religious liberty. That's, of course, not the promise of religious liberty. Instead, religious liberty says, of course, people of faith can come on campus. They can be a part of the community, and they can even do religious things on this campus. Oh, and by the way, if you're a football coach or a basketball coach or an employee of the Auburn University. Well, you can also be religious. The Supreme Court has been emphatically clear on this, that the First Amendment is designed to protect religious liberty, not to punish it. And that old regime of constantly punishing you for engaging in religious activity because you're somehow associated with a public university or a public high school or a public employee of some sort, those days are gone. We're back to the days of the First Amendment that protect the free exercise of religion rather than use the Establishment Clause as a cudgel to beat you into suppression for engaging in your religion.
So Jeremy, I know you guys represented Coach Kennedy and won that case at the Supreme Court. Does that have any play here, that ruling? Does it have any play on what happened at Auburn?
That's exactly what I'm going after here. In fact, it was Justice Gorsuch who said that the school district in Coach Kennedy's case would have us, in the name of religious liberty, suppress it. Well, those days are gone, he said. Now the First Amendment has, by the way, two clauses in it that deal with religion. It seems that these groups seem to focus on the second one, the Establishment Clause, far more often than the primary one, which is the Free Exercise Clause. And Justice Gorsuch was clear. We're supposed to view those clauses as working in concert with one another. They complement each other. They complement each other on the way to maximizing the freedom that we actually have. Now, it's hard for us as a country, it seems to be right now, to get our heads around that, because we have for most of our lifetimes lived under the notion that if you're in a public space or you're a public employee of some sort, well, then you have to be quiet about your religion. You got to tuck it away in the glove box before you walk on the school property of some sort. Those days are gone. And the First Amendment was designed to make sure that you were able to be a person of faith, a Christian on campus, and to express your religion wherever you may find yourself. And that's what we want to and should get back to in the country, because that maximizes our freedom as a nation when we are committed dogmatically to the principle that the free exercise of religion means the free exercise of religion.
Yeah, Jeremy Dice on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from First Liberty Institute. Jeremy, you know this organization very well, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. In many of these cases, they're just blowhards. Have they taken this? Have they ratcheted up the threats? Have they actually filed any sort of complaint?
Well, look, these are just complaints right now, and they're what you might call an astigram that's been sent to Auburn University, and unnecessarily so. Look, I think you and I need to applaud Governor Ivey there, K.I., the governor of Alabama. She wrote a letter last week to Auburn and the community. She's the president, or the chancellor, I guess, chairman of the board of Auburn as the governor. And she basically said, look, nobody should be taking legal advice from this organization. And certainly we're not going to be intimidated by outside organizations outside of the state of Alabama on how to practice the First Amendment. And no, should. Look, I should hope that they would not file. Let me put it this way. I should hope they would not be so foolish as to file a lawsuit against Auburn University for what is clearly protected First Amendment activity. But if they were, we are more than happy to defend both Coach Freeze as well as the students that are there, and in addition to all them, the Auburn University as a whole. No one should be suppressed in the suppressed for exercising their religion in the name of somehow religious liberty. Religious liberty means you can exercise your religion. And you ought to be free to do so, and a free people ought to be free to do so.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because you know, we've seen so many of these stories pop up. And while all that was going on, the governor actually had to defend another school, a community college, Snead State Community College. The university president apparently triggered people by delivering a prayer over the meal, which is a pretty common occurrence, you know, in many households across the country. It just doesn't stop, does it?
It doesn't. Look, and if you're listening to the show and you don't know what your rights are, maybe you're skeptical about what that is, go to firstliberty.org. Learn about what your religious freedom actually is and what it means to you and how you can be a part of practicing that religion wherever you may find yourself.
I love it. Well, Jeremy, we appreciate the update. And even as a Tennessee volunteer, I say war eagle here, and we all have to stand up for religious liberty, no matter your political or football affiliation.
That's right. War Eagle.
All right. There you go. All right. Jeremy Dice, everybody, from First Liberty Institute, standing up for and defending Coach Hugh Freeze down at Auburn University. Folks, I'm telling you, these atheist people, they're nuts. They're just nuts. Now, there are plenty of atheists in America. They just want to go about their lives and live their American dream, and more power to you. But I'm telling you, these radicals, they want to shut everybody down. And thank goodness there are organizations like First Liberty Institute out there, and they're taking a stand for freedom and liberty. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, someone sent me a note. Todd, what's going on with Britney Spears? Have you seen the latest involving Britney Spears? It's very strange, ladies and gentlemen. And she's a grown woman, right? I mean, she's 41 years old, all right? She is a 41-year-old woman, so she should know better. But apparently, she is in, this is just very odd. She's in a video, and she filmed herself dancing around in a polka dot bikini top and underpants that were barely covering the nether regions, if you will. And she's dancing about, frolicking about, looks like in her house. And she was dancing with knives. So she was wielding the blades. Oh, the song. I've never heard of this. Now, Dylan, I know you're a music aficionado. The name of the song is Principles of Lust. Sadness, Find Love, Sadness, Reprise by Enigma. I'm not familiar with that song.
I'm not either.
All right, so that's...
Doesn't sound like a fun song to listen to.
This song goes out to Dylan of Memphis, Principles of Lust. Wow, got to work on that. Got to work on that song title there. Anywhere, she was also wearing a black choker necklace, and she was dancing. So now she's telling people, calm down, the knives were not real. But I don't know about that. And I was watching her cats. You know, she's a cat woman, Britney Spears' Dylan. And so she's got these cats. And the poor cats are just standing there in the background going, what the hell is going on here? Meow. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
This is weird.
Have you seen the video?
I'm watching it right now.
Right? It's strange.
I wish
isn't
I wasn't
it?
Watching it.
It's sort of like that song about the biscuit song. We were talking about this at lunch yesterday after the show.
Yeah.
What's that song called about eating a biscuit?
With the biscuit.
What's it called again?
I don't know.
Something or other with a biscuit. You just can't stop watching it. It's just like, make it stop, but you don't want to make it stop.
Looks like an interpretive dance, but like scarier.
It's weird.
More dangerous.
You would expect it's like something out of India. So you would think that she, all of a sudden, somebody's coming in there with like snakes and I don't know. But she looks like she's ready to chop something up.
Yeah. Just more concerns about Britney Spears now.
All right. This woman slapped crazy. Am I allowed to say that?
I think so.
Anyway, Spears, did she just get a divorce? I think she just got a divorce. I'm not staying up on the Britney Spears convo here. But anyway, Britney Spears says that she is now ready to enjoy her freedom and meet hot guys. 41 years old. You know, ma'am, you need to put some pants on. That's what I say. Put some pants on. Let's start there. Oh, the guy, and Dylan, who's the guy? I've got to really do a better job in the in the pop cultural arts world. The Kansas City quarterback, what's the guy's name?
Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback.
No.
Travis Kelce is the tight end.
Yeah, that's the one. The one that's dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
All right. So apparently this guy back in the day was one of the people taking a knee. So this guy telling people to take a knee for the national anthem. So, and now he's all upset. I don't know why people are calling me woke. I'm just a big, strong football player. And now he's telling people you got to take the vaccine. And so he's the guy that's dating Taylor Swift.
Makes more sense now, doesn't it?
He is clearly the woman in the relationship. she's wearing the pads. Yeah. I'm telling you. Anyway, I just don't get that at all. But very weird, that guy. And, oh, he also supports drinking Bud Light. Of course he does. He's a real winner. She's gonna end up writing a very nice song, a very lovely song about that relationship. I have no doubt about it. All right. Well, coming up in the next hour of the program, I'm really excited to talk to this new comedian out of Nashville. And we'll see. It's going to be a lot. The guy does clean comedy. And, you know, a lot of people are not doing clean comedy these days. I mean, there's some pretty nasty stuff out there. Is Britney Spears a comedian? Was she trying to humor us? Is that what she was trying to do? I do not know. But it was all just very strange. So anyway, we're going to be talking to this guy. Also, Glenn Story, who is the president of Patriot Mobile. I'm looking forward to talking to this guy. And maybe you have a question about Patriot Mobile, the work they're doing, how they're getting involved, and how you can become really a part of this Patriot culture that's going on out there, this Patriot economy. So go ahead and write down our telephone number if you would like to phone in and ask Glenn a question. You can do that. 844-747-8868. Our number again, 844-747-8868. That's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll talk politics as well. Folks, final note here before we head off to break. The brand new book is up for pre-orders, and you guys have been crushing it. I was talking to my publisher yesterday. Just got an endorsement from Senator Marsha Blackburn, Congressman Jim Jordan, and we're going to have a pretty nice list of people across the country endorsing the book. And we'd love for you to pre-order a copy. And you can do that by going to your favorite bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you're in Memphis, where we broadcast, Novel Memphis is the bookstore of choice. And pre-order a copy or two or three. All right, stick around, folks. Hour three of The Big Show coming up next. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite cun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of the Todd Starnes radio program. Glad you have made the decision to hang out with us noon to 3 Eastern. And we've got a lot to get to this hour of the show. By the way, Trump, President Trump coming out and blasting the judge and the defense for wanting a gag order in place. So we'll tell you what the president had to say about that in just a little while. Also, Adam Davis, who is a Christian stand-up comedian, And he does this clean comedy, the guy based out of Nashville, and we will introduce you to him a little bit later on. But I have been waiting for this moment for a very long time. We are very excited and honored to have with us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the man, the myth, the legend, the president of Patriot Mobile, Glenn Story. Glenn, glad to have you with us today.
Well, Todd, it's exciting to be here. It's been a long time since we chatted, and I'd love to give you an update where we are, what we're doing, and just really, you know, kind of a state of the nation, if you will.
Glenn, it's global domination. That's what Patriot Mobile is all about, and you guys have really been crushing it. And, you know, I want to start with, and we love having, we've had President Trump on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, every person running for the White House, and people just love what you guys are doing at Patriot Mobile. And I want you to explain to our listeners how you guys came up with the idea of having America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier.
Well, I'll go back to the beginning of the genesis of Patriot Mobile. We started the business primarily just looking at the political landscape. We were going to market to conservatives and promise to donate a portion of our proceeds to conservative causes. However, you know, a few years back, about 4 years ago, one of our largest shareholders came up to me and said, "Glenn, you're really being stupid." And I said, "Well, please tell me how." He goes, "Look, you live this Christian life. You guys go to church, you pray, you bring everybody in. Why don't you rebrand yourself with God in the title?" And I kind of thought about it, and I called my chairman, and he said, "By all means, absolutely change to the America's only Christian conservative cell phone company or network, whatever." And you know what? We did it. And our business doubled that year, and every year it's been up, you know, 80, 90%. Growth is just staggering. And what happens, every time we add a customer, we're able to give more back to the movement. And you know what? God has just been blessing our business ever since. And, you know, now we have a Wednesday Bible study, and Rafael Cruz, that would be Senator Cruz's dad, hosts it. And we'll have anywhere from 20 to 50 people in there. And you know, it's just one of the many, many things that we do at Patriot Mobile that makes a difference.
PatriotMobile.com/Todd, ladies and gentlemen, is the website. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. And with my offer code, you're going to get free activation today. That is a $30 value. And it just go to the website. They make it so, so simple for you to check it all out. You know, Glenn, one of the things that you alerted me to early on was the efforts to get involved in these school board races. And I think that Patriot Mobile really did a great service to the nation by really bringing exposure to how important these school board races are.
Well, really, it wasn't Patriot Mobile. A separate entity, Patriot Mobile Action, was the one behind the school boards. Now, Patriot Mobile dabbles in other stuff within school districts, but it was the action side of our company, the PAC side of another entity that dealt with that. But it had a huge impact. And, you know, I think that we supported 11 candidates and all 11 won. And quite frankly, I got to tell you about one, and I'm going to mess up the town, but it's a smaller town in Tarrant County, Middle Lothian or Mansfield or something like that. Their school board was having a little bit of a turn. One of the candidates there said, "I'm conservative." Very, very articulate person, African-American gal. She goes, "I'm conservative." Well, you know, we did a little bit of digging. We didn't, but somebody did some digging, and we found her dissertation, and it was basically all the critical race theory, Marxism, littered this thing, saying this is how we need to raise kids. So, you know, we let everybody know in a certain way, and quite frankly, she got beaten, and she should never be in a position of power for those very reasons. Look, we don't have a problem with people that are on the other side. We do have a problem with people trying to say to kids, "Hey, you can come to school and be Mary instead of Johnny, and keep it away from our parents." Dude, that's where we draw the line. We believe that God should be involved in school. We believe that our administrators should be godly people and just teach the basic fundamentals of how a child should succeed in life and not talk about this other nonsense, critical race theory based life on merit, not skin color. It's just the fundamental things.
Glenn, when people call in and we talk about Patriot Mobile and this incredible message you guys are you're sending about free speech and supporting religious liberty and the sanctity of life, how important are those issues to you?
Well, they're near and dear to our heart. I mean, if you ask me, God's at the helm of our business. We're his stewards. And what we donate to, in my opinion, are biblically based. I mean, look, the First Amendment, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, sanctity of life, and military and first responders. Look, those are really the most important things we could be dealing with. You look at it and just say, hey, without God, we have nothing. Without guns, we have no protection. You know, so what would you say? God, country, and family? Or God, family, and country? Well, God has to be at the center of everything we do. And we will stand out and tell everybody that will listen, he's at the helm of our business, and we are devout believers in Jesus Christ, and that he is our Lord and Savior.
And Glenn, I don't know how you do it. I follow you guys on the Instagram, and you're everywhere, man. You were at the racetrack just the other day.
Yeah, that was Sunday, and quite frankly, we had thousands of people come by our booth. We got so many people interested in Patriot, and you know, we're mainstream America when it comes to the things that we love. Do we believe everything about NASCAR? Not necessarily, but you know, do we believe in the driver? Our driver, JJ Yelley, he's a devout Christian man. He does really well. And he's a great partner for Patriot.
I love it. Well, Glenn, we know your time is limited, and we just really appreciate the partnership, and we appreciate the great work that you and the team at Patriot Mobile are doing.
Well, we love what you're doing, Todd, and everybody out there, don't hesitate to call 972-PATRIOT. Make sure you tell them Todd sent you, or go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, and you know, we got to do, next time we do this, we'll put together a super special. I can't do it on the fly, but next time we talk, let's do something. Let's do a great special for your listeners. But hey, come call us. Tell us you heard from us from Todd.
I love it. All right, Glenn, we're going to let you get back to it. Appreciate you, and best of luck. PatriotMobile.com/Todd, everybody. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Glenn Story, the president of this great ministry, and I'm telling you, the cell phone coverage is pretty spectacular. And as Glenn mentioned, we're going to work out, you know, they have been such great partners with us. And the thing I love most is when you guys call in, many of you have already switched over and you are Patriot Mobile customers. And I have heard from so many people who are so happy they have made the switch to Patriot Mobile. So again, if you would like information, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, and somebody from America will answer that phone and help you out. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
right. A lot of people syndicate my column, and I just have to share this with you. I'm not going to tell you who did it because they're actually good people, but this just sort of it illustrates a point about the conservative media in America. So I wrote a column, and it was pretty much the opening monologue, and I talked about why my contract was not renewed at Fox, right? And it was really nothing. It was nothing untoward at all. It was just a matter of fact. I didn't bash anybody. It was just, here's what happened. As a matter of fact, I want to read this to you. This is what, I can't do it because I've already made some changes to it. But anyway, I sent it out every afternoon. I send out my column, and I just got a note back saying that we can't publish your column today. And it said, hi, Todd, thanks so much for the submission. I think the heart of the column you sent is great, but I'd like to steer clear of putting blank in the middle of any disputes between you and your former employer. If you can take it out, we'd love to run the column. But if you feel strongly about the Fox News part, I completely respect and understand, but maybe it would be better for us to take a pass. People are terrified of Fox News. Literally terrified of Fox, but I don't care. You know, they hung me out to dry. Sorry, so-and-sos. It's true. I mean, and it's sad. And the reason why is they just didn't know that Fox, you know, the Fox of Roger Ailes is not the Fox of today. And I actually went back and I looked at the New York Times. It was a brutal piece. I mean, the New York Times did this brutal piece, and here's my face at the top of the New York Times, and the headline, How the El Paso Killer Echoed the Incendiary Words of Conservative Media Stars. It was brutal. They gave me top billing over Rush Limbaugh. His picture's at the bottom. There's a picture of Tucker and me and Laura Ingraham and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. I mean, it's a brutal. They had 5 people wrote this story. And the whole point of it is that we were using language like illegal alien invasion. Oh, they mentioned Judge Jeanine, too. So anyway, it's really sad because people are scared of Fox. And I can't tell you how many times I've been asked, whatever you do, don't say anything about Fox. Well, why not? You know, don't you think people deserve to know? I mean, you know, Fox is out there, and they did me no favors. They made it sound like, you know, that, we had to fire him immediately. Well, that was a bunch of BS. It wasn't true. As a matter of fact, my contract had been up in September or earlier than that, and we were negotiating well past the end of the contract. So it's not like they were being exactly honest and forthright, and I didn't expect them to be. That's just the way that goes. But anyway, there you go. So they're not going to publish the column. It's all right, fine, if they want to be that way. But the whole point of the column was not to attack Fox News. It was to basically set up the conversation and say, okay, here's what was happening back in 2019. And now everybody at Fox is now calling this an invasion. And you know why? It's because it is an invasion. That's why. It's an invasion. People just... Some days, ladies and gentlemen, some days. All right, I want to play some audio here. This is from the Texas Highway Patrol Lieutenant, Christopher Olivares. And he's explaining what's really going on here at the border, which, by the way, is the biggest story of the day. And this is why you need to be calling Capitol Hill and telling your elected leaders to shut down the government, is because of this. Cut number 4.
I know that the Rio Grande River is right over your right shoulder. We heard reports last week that the Biden administration was telling members of the Border Patrol to cut holes in that razor wire right there to make it easier for people to cross. Is that accurate?
Yes, Rob. So, of course, here where I'm at right now, this is Shelby Park. This is one of the probably the epicenter where we actually took control of the park after Title 42. because we had authorization through the city of Eagle Pass. Now, when there was the authorization was rescinded by the city council of Eagle Pass, we no longer had the authority to make arrests in this area. So obviously, you're going to see an increase in illegal immigration because those that are crossing the borders know that there's not going to be any consequences, especially at the state level. So we had National Guard, our Texas National Guard, place concertina wire, razor wire that you see behind me, shipping containers to try to repel some of these illegal immigrants. Now, of course, the U.S. Border Patrol, they're doing a tremendous job. The field agents are doing tremendous work under these current circumstances. They're giving orders by the administration to allow these illegal immigrants in, especially those soldiers that are being deployed on federal orders that are helping Border Patrol. We see them cutting the wire. We see them placing ladders so they can allow illegal immigrants into our state because those are the orders they're getting by the administration. So completely undermines what we're trying to do to deter illegal border crossings. But those are some of the challenges we're having to face here in this particular area.
All right, there you go. So your federal government, ladies and gentlemen, just so you're aware, they're actually out there trying to sabotage the efforts of Texas law officials trying to secure their border. So the federal government is there, and they are cutting the razor wire, and they are literally opening up the doors so that people can flow into this country. That is what's going on right now at the border. And you just need to be aware of that. And I we have to be diligent here. That's what this is all about. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, by the way, an update. So we told you yesterday, only because the Trump campaign told us that President Trump had purchased a gun in Somerville, South Carolina. Turns out that is inaccurate information. Now they're telling us that the president did not purchase a gun and telling everybody to stand down. So we appreciate them sending us that information. This story from Campus Reform, students are now entering college unable to write. I wish I could say I'm making this one up. K through 12 public education failing to prepare incoming college students how to write at the public level. I believe that should be public school level. They can't even write the thing correctly. Good golly. Oh, my goodness. About 68% of those starting at a two-year public institution and 40% of students enrolled in four-year universities had to take at least one remedial writing class between 2003 and 2009. This is according to a report from the Department of Education. Average math and reading test scores dropped significantly from 2019 to 2021. And they're blaming the pandemic. I'm just blaming higher education. I'm blaming secondary education. Let me put it this way. If you can't read coming out of grade school, you've got no business coming out of grade school. So, I are smart, mama. What's my pronoun? All right, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and we are proud to be broadcasting on 140 radio stations around the great nation. By the way, ToddStearns.com is our landing page, and be sure to pre-order your very own copy of my new book. It'll be out in March, but pre-order is underway right now. at your favorite bookstore. By the way, the name of the book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? All right, so the other day, every now and again, folks send me these little things where they say, Starnes, you got to watch this. And some of it's really funny. Some of it is shocking and frightening, like that Britney Spears thing with the knives. I mean, I've kind of felt like one of the cats, you know? I mean, Dylan, it was just horrible. And then there was the Biscuit song. What's the name of that song, Dylan? You got to find the name of that song.
I will. I'll work on it.
It's the Biscuit song. It's really bizarre. But anyway, somebody sent me some video on Instagram of our next guest, who is a stand-up comedian based out of Nashville, and it's just really funny stuff. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, happy to have with us Adam Davis. Adam, welcome to the show.
What's up, my man? How are you doing?
Well, doing well, and I got to tell you, your stuff is really funny, and I'm in my notes here, they identify you as a Christian stand-up comedian. Is that accurate? Are you a person of faith?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Pastor's kid, actually.
Oh, well, that explains a lot, I suppose.
Yeah.
So take
absolutely, man. I grew up in the church for 21 years, and you know, it's a weird journey because you borrow your faith for a while, and then you got to find your own. And so that's kind of our main goal with a lot of Christian comics out there. You find out that they actually don't have a faith of their own, and so that's really important to me is you know, leading that example in my own personal life.
Well, I think this is terrific, and I'm a huge fan of comedy, and you have to be when you cover politics. You've got to decompress, and your stuff was just really great. Now, take us through this. Now, where are you from? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small town called Selmer, Tennessee, and then moved right across the Tennessee state line into Mississippi, where my family lives now, and actually where I'm visiting right now, Corinth, Mississippi. Shout out C-Town. And then made the move up to Nashville, just because we don't really have, you know, a local comedy scene in the South. You know, even Huntsville's scene is pretty small. So Nashville was the obvious next step. And, you know, there's a few Christian comics based out of there. And so it just, kind of made sense, you know?
So let me get this straight. So the Christian comedian is a Corinthian right now. So
yeah.
Is that
okay? I got a letter.
Oh, that's great. So what's that like though? I mean, coming up with you know, with the act, because you know it is pretty clean comedy. You know what you put out on social media, it's really funny stuff, but it's clean. It's really family friendly.
Yeah. Well, you know, what a lot of people, if you're not a Christian, you know, it's kind of hard to understand that what I do for the, like, you know, anybody of faith is, you know, I kind of touch some lines. You know, if you look at some of my videos, you know, maybe I don't cuss or anything, but if you are a Christian, you know, kind of the lines that we're used to, you know, hey, you can't talk about that. I kind of nudge right up to them and play around in that gray area. So it can be tricky sometimes. It can be like, oh my gosh, can I even post this one? Even though I didn't cuss in the video or maybe didn't do anything that the world would say is bad, there's all these kind of hidden rules that aren't on paper anywhere that you kind of gotta make sure that you don't offend anybody. So it can be kind of sketchy coming up with new content.
Adam, so you're growing up, you're a pastor's child, a PK, and when did you know, hey, this is what I want to do with my life?
Well, I actually, I'm a professional videographer as well, and I've grown up making, you know, jokes. Whenever I was growing up, I was the short and stocky kid, so I kind of had to figure out ways to make people laugh, but ended up going on the road with a Christian comedian named John Crist as his videographer. And he was a big inspiration to me, just watching him do his thing. And I realized that, like, a lot of the things that he found funny is some of the stuff that I just found funny growing up, kind of the same background. He's a pastor's kid. I'm a pastor's kid. And so he was honestly a really big influence in me starting. And he told me to go to an open mic if I was really serious about it. And, so I kind of went from there, and the first time I got on stage, I got a couple of laughs, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're never stopping this.
So look, John Crist, this is a great story. A couple of buddies of mine, they run a big they handle John and a bunch of the other K-Love cruises and all that kind of stuff, and they're based in Memphis. And so anyway, they knew I was coming back to Memphis, and Crist, I had never heard of him. And he was performing at the FedEx Forum in downtown Memphis, sold out crowd. And I'm telling you, he started telling those homeschool jokes, and I was peeing my pants. I never heard anything so funny.
Yeah, he's incredible, dude. He's incredible. And honestly, like, I'm would love to follow kind of right in his path. You know, the big thing is you know, John carries a young energy to him, but I mean, he's, I think, 38 years old now, and I don't see anybody, you know, really in the Christian comedy space that is kind of the young guy that can kind of make it cool. So, you know, we don't have the biggest following in the world yet, but we're trying to really make it cool for the younger generation again. Because even some of the top creators, my buddy Taylor Ransom is just absolutely killing it right now. But, you know, he's kind of looking to go the acting route. And so that's kind of our goal here, is just to make it popular again. Out of all the things that are popular with people my age, you know, anywhere in their 20s, you know, and I got a lot of teenagers that watch me. You know, we're just trying to create kind of a new movement there.
I love it. By the way, 38 is not old, Adam. I just want you to understand that.
No, it's not. No. It's 38 is the new 22.
Okay, wait a second. I'm doing the math here. I don't think that's computing. You know, what is that like? I was last year, I was watching this Amazon series, which was not very Christ-centered, but it was called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and it followed the life of this stand-up comedian. And it was really fascinating, you know, going back to the 50s and the 60s, Lenny Bruce and the free speech movement, all of that. What is that like for you, just showing up and standing up in front of a crowd and telling jokes? Does it make you nervous?
There's definitely a nerves factor there. If you kind of like understand how the comedy scene works, I'll give you a brief description of it. You know, essentially, you're trying to find a city. You take Nashville or Atlanta or New York, and you know, number one, you're trying to figure out about all the mics, because you know all these comedians are trying to make it. You know, you got some that want to help you out, and you got some that are trying to keep everything for yourself. So I mean, the first thing is just figuring out, where are these mics? Where can I go to? And so in Nashville, it's pretty good about helping everybody out. And you know, if you're good, then we want you to be good and go be great, right? And so, you know, after you find those mics, it's really just trying to get as much stage time as possible. You don't really get advanced on the scene if people don't see you out and doing stuff. Even Aaron Weber, who does stuff with Nate Bargatze, we see him at open mics all the time, just constantly putting in work, and he doesn't have to. Like, he's on tour, he can be anywhere. But, you know, that's what really gets you respect in the game, is just going out and putting yourself under that pressure. Because, you know, a lot of the time people, whenever they start, they'll get a few laughs on some jokes, and then they don't want to go and do jokes without getting laughs. So they're not going and really testing out material. And what they don't realize is, honestly, your best jokes go from testing out an idea, and you figure out what makes people laugh as you go, as you do that joke three or four times. So it can definitely be nerve-wracking. And what I tell people is, the people that are watching are either, A, they're comedians and they're doing the same thing, they understand, or two, they're a spectator. They came for this. They knew what they were watching. So you're only really doing yourself a disservice by not going out and trying the bits and you know, really giving it a shot.
Folks, Adam Davis on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a great Christian stand-up comedian, adam.davis, that's three S's, on Instagram. But he's the real deal. Over 10 million views on social media. And is this true that you are an early endorser of the fist bump? Is this true?
Look, we don't have any statistics to really back it up, but I can tell you that I was in the room when the fist bump was, created. I wouldn't say that I threw out my fist first. I would just say I was a big part of bringing it all together.
Well, that's generous of you. I love it. You see, you're not taking full, you know, you're spreading the love here. I love it. All right. So again, you've got the Instagram. Do you have a website? Where can people go if they want to watch your stuff?
Yeah, man, really, we're big on Instagram and TikTok right now. No website because your boy ain't paying for a website. We just don't need it yet. Yeah, check me out on Instagram, though. I love to connect with people and actually talk to people that are following and supporting. Adam.Davis with three S's. And, yeah, I'm hoping to see a bunch of DMs coming in after this. You guys connect with me.
Fantastic. Well, Adam, look, congratulations. We're going to get you back on and look forward to maybe seeing you in a live performance. But funny stuff out there. Yeah.
Absolutely. You're the man, brother. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Adam Davis, everybody. Stand-up comedian based out of Nashville. Did you hear that, Dylan? He said, I'm the man. So there you go.
You are the man.
I know, right? I cannot name names. I wasn't quite sure how this was going to go. This was a great interview. But when I was at Fox News, I had a very, very, very well-known Christian comedian, Dylan, who flew into New York City and sat down, and I happen to be a huge fan of this person. And the person sat down, I'm not going to tell you male or female, but the person sat down, and it was the worst interview I have ever done. And you know why? Because, you know, the comedians are scripted, you know, they come up with their content. So if they're in front of a crowd, they're funny. But if they're just sitting across from you in the studio, it was like that time that Ben Stein from Ferris Bueller, when he actually fell asleep in the middle of an interview. It was like that. It was one of those moments. And you realize this is really going to suck. So
it's weird how that works. Some people are really good at something, and then you turn around and think they're really good at like interviewing and talking, but they're just not.
It's
good.
True. I really do hope people go, Dylan, you got to go and follow this guy.
Yeah, I already did.
It's funny stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not anything that you have to, you know, mute. So.
Yeah, family friendly, and it's funny. So that's the best of both worlds.
I'm following Adam Davis and Leanne Morgan. She cracks me up. She's from Tennessee. So I think we're watching a renaissance of Tennessee comedians. All right, let's go to the phones here real quick. 844-747-8868. Lee in New Bern, North Carolina. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hey, great. I just wanted to ask you why, if these Texans are watching all this going on with the feds cutting the wires and putting ladders over the top of the wire, why do they not move in to stop it?
This is a great question. And I think there's right now, Lee, I think there's a lot of concern over what would happen if that happens. You know, would there be pushback? Would you have a situation where you would have feds fighting Texas, you know, troopers?
Well, if it comes to that, that's maybe that's what needs to happen.
Yes. Yeah, I'm with you 1,000% there. And that's exactly where this has to go. Lee, we cannot allow our federal government to violate our state's sovereignty. I mean, it's one thing they're violating American sovereignty, but now they're violating the sovereignty of the Lone Star State.
But they're also violating the law, too.
Yes, sir. 1,000%.
Protect the border, not allow anybody and everybody to come in.
So, Lee, my point is this, and maybe I'm off base here, Lee, but my point is we are watching the law being violated. Everybody seems to agree that the law is being broken. So why isn't anybody doing anything about it? And if we're not going to enforce those laws, then how can we enforce any laws?
I'm not in a position to do anything about it. That's the irritating part about it.
Yeah, well, we're going to
have no say so in the matter, you know. But
and this is why it is so vitally important that we elect the people at the state level that are going to be able to do something about it. And we'll see. I'm pretty confident the Texas legislature is going to take care of business. Lee, appreciate that call. Let's go to Mike in Maine, WLOB. Hi, Mike, what's going on?
How we doing, Todd?
Pretty good.
You know, I heard you mention the word invasion earlier. What we're watching here is an unarmed invasion. But when you have an unarmed invasion into a country that has 400 million guns, it's not going to take long to become an armed invasion. And we have no clue who's coming across the border. Can you believe this? 22 years after 9/11, we have a wide open border. And the president, the chief law enforcement officer of the country, this is a dereliction of duty. His job is to enforce the laws of the United States and to protect the sovereignty. This guy is failed on every level.
Mike, 1,000%. I am with you, and it is so frightening. When you go back, and I was watching last night, I don't know why I do this, Mike. Last night I was just channel surfing, and I came across Air Force One on 9/11, and it was just really fascinating take on just what the pilot of Air Force One was doing. It was just riveting. And it just, you get sucked right back into what happened on that day, and you realize that we are in danger now, even more so than we were on 9/10, of something like that happening again. And we're not doing anything about it. Instead, we're manhandling grandmas at the airport.
Yeah, exactly. Following parents and school boards.
Exactly, exactly. So, Mike, we've got to run. I'm late for a break, and Dylan's hollering at me. We got to go. I appreciate that. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Jenny on the line. Jenny, what's on your mind?
Hi there. I listen to your radio show every day, but let me explain something. We're in the beginning of the tribulation. Be sure your sin will find you out. These people work for Satan, and that's where they're getting their power, and they're not going to stop till they take America down, and America deserves it for the abortion and the filthy sin that's going on in Washington, D.C.
Wow. All right. So there's no hope for us, Jenny?
This is the new world order. It's not going to stop. They'll nuke us. They'll nuke our country before they give up their power.
Wow. All right. Who is going to nuke us?
The Democrats.
Oh, okay. I was just asking. I didn't know.
I know what's happening, and it's not going to stop. It's just going to go on till they get everything they want unless God intervenes.
Well,
and we have a revival.
Well, I think we can. I don't think we're going to get nuked right now. I have hope, Jenny. I really do. And,
But our hope is not here. It's going to be in the next life with Jesus.
But I don't want to get nuked right now. So when I hear you, but I do believe, Jenny, as crazy as things are. And yes, I believe that's where all of this is heading. But I don't know if we're there yet. I really don't. But Jenny, I got to run. We are late for something. Appreciate the call. Folks, ToddStearns.com. Dylan, I really wanted to hear that biscuit song. Can we play it tomorrow? All right, thank you. We'll play the biscuit song. Jenny, hang in there. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Folks, I got to have a Baptist martini. Maybe make it a double. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, America.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather
peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.